Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Yeah, I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End. Thanks for hanging out. We got the news and nerd talk coming up here in just a second. Internet's awful as always. I mean, what's new, huh? I saw Brad Evans tweet something about, like, the full team does a Black Lives Matter thing, right? And he tweets something about how, like, for everyone to come together and be a team is incredible. And then you watch the trolls come out of the woodwork, one guy who just pecks and pecks and pecks away at me. And I usually just let it go or whatever, but I was reading my book on philosophy yesterday, and the tip that it gave was, like, don't get mad about stuff, laugh at them. Laugh at the things that would otherwise make you mad, because it immediately switches your mindset so that way you can handle something. Before you let your emotions get the best of you negatively and draw you down, if you can deflect a little bit with some laughter so you have time to think, it's really critical. And so I just usually get worked up by this person but don't respond, but then Brad Evans responded. So Brad tweets, I retweet with a comment. The guy responds to both of us calling us dumbasses or something like that. You know what I mean? Then they give some, like, very vague, non-specific, non-backed up argument why we're stupid. This morning tweets at me with something that's just mathematically wrong. And I was like, well, your math doesn't add up. It's not my math. And your math is terrible. And I'm like, well, I mean, you're using these numbers to attack me. So yeah, Brad Evans went back at him and then came back to me to be like, yo, back off, man. You're never going to win. I'm like, yeah, you're right. But also, we have a whole sector of our society that buys into the easy system of emotional finger pointing. And then they tell people that are backing it with statistics of any kind that you're virtue signaling. Shut the f*** up. Anyway, this dummy, it's like really important, a lesson to be learned. This person who gets the best of me, now I have a new approach to it. It works very well to laugh it off, right? But this person is their circle where they're causing problems online. Their circle of their own people that they're influencing, 16 people. You know, I only have several thousand people that I'm influencing, but wasting even a second or the last 2 minutes of my time on somebody that has no impact other than the ability to cast one vote. Man, let it go. People trolling on the internet or making stupid points or whatever, just click through and see. You know, if they've got 100,000 people that they're influencing, yeah, it's time to have a talk. But If you're talking about 16 people, shut it down.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, more than 450 new COVID-19 cases confirmed, a handful of new deaths as well. 4 people died in Washington state. If a pandemic wasn't enough, Gulf Coast weather watch continues. Oh boy, Hurricane Laura made its way inland overnight, wreaking havoc and destruction as a Category 4 storm. That's massive. As hurricanes do, it has lessened to only a Category 2 now. Rescue teams and personnel will begin a long safety and cleanup process starting this morning as soon as it's safe to approach. A massive moment in sports and possibly American history last night. Following the assault of a black man by police officers, having shot him in the back 7 times, protests rage on Kenosha. It was the Milwaukee Bucks first in the same state that decided that they would stay in the locker room instead of playing in a playoff game. The rest of the NBA playoffs had to be postponed as well. Then it started to spread. The Mariners went full Bucks and voted in the team to skip their Vetter Cup game against San Diego. Then Seattle Sounders FC followed suit and also opted to sit out their match against LA. MLS did kind of botch it, though, and didn't figure out what they wanted to do on a night of 5 matches, so 2 teams still played. Oof. Now then, bummer, summer is almost over, wrapping up here. Still working on a moniker for whatever not awesome autumn will be. Regardless, though, last night was the last time in 2020 that the sun will set after 8 p.m., says the Seattle Weather blog. As a guy who goes to bed around 8 p.m., I'm good with finally getting to see a few sunsets. But I do understand why this sucks. And Jeff Bezos, man, I didn't know that bumps was one of the symptoms of coronavirus, but he's feeling that corona bump. He's crossed into the $200 billion richest guy supervillain club. Membership 1. Holy crap, $200 billion. I mean, he's gonna hit a trillion, right?
You just got news.
Thank you, Facebook, something I rarely say, for popping up a memory. On this day, 2 years ago, 2018, my lovely wife and my boy and my father-in-law, we all went to the Belgian Grand Prix, Spa-Francorchamps, in the Ardennes Forest of Belgium, just outside of Liège. We took a 1-year-old boy to a race car race. It was fun. He had his pouch, he fell asleep, he saw some cars, he did some waving, you know, typical 1-year-old things. Well, beautiful memories. Thank you, Facebook, for bringing that up. It's good stuff. My mom being dead, that's like the stuff that I wish it didn't bring up. But in these moments, thanks a lot. But also, you ever feel like Facebook has just a little too much information about you?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Facebook is mad that the new Apple iOS is making it harder for them to track you and that it could cut their revenue by 50%. Oh no, how will old racist people share their memes if Facebook dies? Oh no! The company that's like, no, we're not tracking you. Okay, well, we are, but it's not like we're messing with your privacy. I mean, okay, well, that too, but how will we make the monies? Don't worry, I'm sure Apple has a price. From one scum to the next, bacteria that has been stuck to the International Space Station has lived in the wild vacuum without protection for at least 3 years, say researchers. I guess they huddle together with the outer dead layer protecting everyone else inside. It's the least habitable conditions for life. Or so we thought. This is why NASA is sometimes reticent to crash their space probes onto other space rocks in case we, like humans do, ruin other planets that we could potentially visit in the future before we even get there. And finally, legendary ocean explorer Jacques Cousteau has a grandson who wants to build a space station, but for under the sea. That sounds awesome, but I'm only in if we can access it via secret lighthouse tunnel entrance. Also, this is definitely how you get eaten by an underwater super squid, right?
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for downloading. If you could give me a rating on iTunes, that'd be awesome. 5 stars would be preferable. A comment would love it. I check them every so often. Haven't encouraged that lately. So if you could, I'd be really grateful. Thanks.
This is the end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show. The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
All right, thanks.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.